When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you go 5-0, you're going to make the playoffs.
You think so?
Yes, of course.
But you're telling me then Seattle's going to drop two.
They are. Come on,
well,
dude.
It could be one this weekend.
I mean, hey, Evan, if I asked you, hey, 49ers control their own destiny, what would you say?
How?
They win five games.
That's a no.
Like, if they win five games, the odds of them not winning the division, I'll bet, are 10%.
Kind of doesn't work that way.
What do you mean?
They need help. That's
They'll
all.
Get help.
Okay. You know how many games they've won consecutively this season?
Oh, man, dude. They put together a two-game winning streak earlier this year.
I know the answer. I'm going to see if Steiny can figure
two.
It out.
Yeah.
Three?
So why would they win five?
Wait, they have a...
two.
They haven't won three in a row yet?
No Mason. We don't know.
He's a backup.
Kyle said some things yesterday. I know we got the sound about the availability, the possible availability of one Nick Bosa.
Okay. Let me...
You're the man.
Let me play it. On Bosa's future availability. What is going on with Bosa?
I mean, I'm not God, but I think he's got a chance to play this week. So I would think that would lead to getting a better chance each week. But... I don't know the answer to that.
Kyle, we know you're not God.
You picked a good piece of sound.
Dude, wow, Kyle. I'm not God.
I mean, I'm not God, but I think he's got a chance to play this week. So I would think that would lead to getting a better chance each week. But I don't know the answer to that.
Everything. My man brought religion into it. Oh, boy. There is a clip up there, Steiny, about he explains why he answers the way to the media the way he does.
Thank you. How about this in your face?
Give it to me.
According to the New York Times, and you can take them to the bank, the Niners have an 80% chance of making the playoffs if they win all five. That's as good as gold. There's nothing 80% in this world.
I want the New York Times to reveal their sources. Like, I'm like, wow, where did you get that from?
It's a model.
So it means that they're not guaranteed to make the playoffs if they win five in a row,
Hey, Evan.
Where's the other 20%?
22%, I think.
There's two things. One's called the spirit of the law. One's called the letter of the law. And I operate with the spirit of the law. And what I'm saying is, yeah, you're going to win all five games. Oh, and Seattle's going to run the hit the pike. And nobody's running.
Well,
tables.
Seattle has to go 4-1.
Exactly.
Well, no, that would
3-2.
Just
they have a better conference
record.
Yeah.
No, then not by the time the 49ers win two games on the conference.
Man.
Stop being so negative, guys.
No, we're not. Hope is not a strategy, Steiny. Boy, that hit me.
You know, that's been around for like 100 years.
Wherever it wasn't where I was at. That just changed a lot, man.
All right. This is some good sound from... How about the vibes? Where are we right now with the vibes of the San Francisco 49ers?
We don't go off vibes as much. I mean, you know, we were pretty disappointed after that game and stuff. That takes time. But you don't need much more than 48 hours. We're in here on Wednesday. Guys are ready to go to work. I mean, I think when you compare outside the building, inside the building, I mean, we're a football team that goes to work and tries to get better each day we're here. If you spend your day outside the building just reading and stuff, I'm sure your vibes won't be the same. But our vibes here are all about work, and that's what we enjoy doing.
But he's just not giving you anything,
through the radio, man. I mean, God bless you, man. And he knows what's out there. You know what I mean?
What else you want to hear from Shanahan? Because we haven't gotten into any of this yet.
He gave a reason why he answers the questions from the media the way he does. I don't know if it's
Well, how would you characterize the way he... let's do this.
He's agitated. Or is his shtick like big Bill Belichick? I don't think he's being his true self. The dude loves rap music. Oh. He's hip. Had Rick Ross at the party. You remember they had the little thing before the season kicked off?
Remember they reserved. All went to the party instead of worried about Ricky Pearsall?
They checked
that,
in on them.
That fractured the team.
Stop.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I wouldn't describe Kyle Shanahan as agitated at the podium. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. Nah.
He doesn't treat them like dummies like some coaches do. He's agitated.
I don't think he hates doing it, but all right, let's go to that side. Hey, Kyle, why do you answer the questions like you answer them?
I don't know. That's just how I am. I answer questions. I'm not a good, I don't make stuff up, so I try to answer you guys' questions, especially if it's not a stupid question. Sometimes I struggle with ones that I don't understand. Forgive me if I think they're stupid. They might not be. I just don't understand them all, but... That's how I do press conferences. I answer the questions. So I always try to do that without hurting our own team. And that's really about as simple as I keep it. But no, I don't take losing well. But I'm not showing you guys how I deal with my life in these 8 great minutes.
I'm loving him more, Evan. Invite him to the ship, man.
You know what that is? That's a guy with job security.
Well.
He's not going anywhere.
Well, he's earned it. Let's be real.
He also knows he's getting another job if something happens.
That's probably true. Let's go out to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh.
Talk to Caleb. Hey, Caleb, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Hanging
doing
in. Well.
All right, thank you for having me on. I want to talk a little bit about the Niners coordinators real quick. I know that's kind of been a topic real recently. So I just saw earlier today that UCLA is letting go of Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator, and there's been talk about the defense potentially with Bill Belichick, Rex Ryan. I want to know where you guys stand on the coordinator position.
Goo, where do you stand on the coordinator position?
You said this last week, and I didn't tell you, but it resonated.
Oh, thank you.
He's too prideful, and he's come too far, Kyle, that is, to relinquish those duties. I think that's his... that's his baby calling the offense. So I find it like, I feel like Kyle would say, fire me or relieve me of my duties as head coach. If you're going to take away my play calling duties, because what it will insinuate or look like. Now, defensively, I do have questions as how Nick Sorensen and Niner fans can question. We don't have the horses up front, manufacture pressure. Cause that's all you can do when you ain't getting home. And I don't think, on Sundays, we see that button pressed, but I could see a possible change. But then the reason I don't see a change, Donnie, is it would signal that Kyle's got the defensive coordinator position wrong 2 years in a row. You asked.
I'm kind of with you. I mean, the only thing, what if Jed York went up? I don't even think you can do it. If Jed York said, Kyle, let's get you an offensive Brandon Staley in here.
Well, that's your boss talking then.
I know. But then maybe you say, why don't you just fire me?
Well,
Jed says, because we're not. Go ahead.
He's had one in the past. His name is Mike McDaniel.
Okay.
I think what the caller might be asking is, like, Andy Reid calls plays.
All right.
Eric Bieniemy was his offensive coordinator. Just because you're the OC doesn't mean you call plays.
What do you do then?
Well, I think what the caller is asking is, does there need to be another set of eyes in the room or hands?
I wouldn't be against that. But like when we talk about Nick Sirianni, for example, he's not an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator.
Walk around coach.
Right? And then we got Kyle Shanahan, who calls his own plays. I mean, If calling plays is your so-called best, you know, attribute, can you ask a guy to not call plays if that's what he hangs his hat on and what has made him successful.
If I were him, I would hell no, Stani.
But I don't think that's what he's asking. He's not. He might be. I don't think it's unfair.
He was asking, what does the offensive coordinator do, Evan, that doesn't call plays?
Well, Sean McVay has had coordinators. Like, Kevin O'Connell was Sean McVay's offensive coordinator.
All right.
He didn't call plays when he was the OC for the Rams.
So he didn't catch heat he wouldn't catch heat for me, O'Connell, if the Rams offense wasn't clicking.
Zach Taylor was an OC for the Rams. Like, these are all players that now call plays for their respective teams. When they were under Sean McVay, they didn't call plays.
And my question would be, if what is it, what, and I'm not being smart. Remember, Gary Radnich used to always say that. I'm not being smart
the
here.
Man.
So if you're an offensive coordinator under a guy like Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay, and you don't call plays, you're just overseeing the plays that are called and trying to refine them?
You're there to help the game plan. You're there to add an extra brain to the operation, which a lot of people have hypothesized that's what Shanahan's been missing ever since Mike McDaniel left.
So in other words, would the offensive coordinator, he would just suggest things to Kyle, and then Kyle would either have to accept them or reject them.
Well, Kyle still calls the plays during the game, but again, it is like a Staley. Like, someone that helps during the week construct the game plan. If you're mad about Kyle not using two running backs or not using this guy enough or that guy enough, this is an extra brain that can come in and say, this person needs to be used in a certain way. And then during the game, Shanahan calls those plays.
Goo, does it feel like, in addition to doing a great job of explaining to us some nuances of football, that Evan seems a little agitated by having to inform us about the nuances of
and we didn't get the answer.
No, we got it. Got it. I get it.
I was trying to introduce you to the gray space.
No, we love you. But my point is right.
So
is
the offensive coordinators are not going to be the week.
But they're not going to be the fall guy. It's still, to me, tell me if I'm wrong, it's if you got those guys under you, that's still a little ego of, I got the final say. And if the offense is not putting out, production, it's still going to fall on you, not the group.
Right. And I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. But what I'm hearing is, if they would have an offensive coordinator, the 49ers, that didn't call plays, this is when he would be busy right now, the week leading up to it. And he and Kyle Shanahan are talking about, hey, is there any way we can get Mason in there? I know he can't now, but Mason in there with McCaffrey, or maybe design a few more plays for George Kittle.
I don't think Kyle's the type of guy that wants that, and that's why it hasn't happened. Well, Evan said he had it back there early on. I forget the name you said. Who was doing it for Kyle?
Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
Who is considered a pretty good offensive mind. Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you, I
are also losing Bobby Slowick.
Okay. Like, if he's done it before, he's got to be open to doing it again, right? And,
well, I guess I was talking about strip him of it and just have a whole nother actual offensive coordinator.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah, no, that's what I thought too.
And
I
was like, Sirianni, the walking around coach.
Right. I mean, the way I understand it now, I don't think that's a bad idea at all.
Yeah. But Kyle's got to believe in those guys he did in McDaniel.
Exactly. There's got to be somebody out there who could help.
But what if Kyle's listening, like, guys, I don't need that. That's why I haven't replaced McDaniel. And that's why the caller was saying if Bieniemy is available, would Kyle look at him and deem him worthy of having that job?
Yeah, I don't dislike the idea at all.
I just hate the team doesn't throw the ball deep. And I know
they can't. Well, and did you listen to Ted Wynn?
Did
you hear what Ted said?
Yeah, I did.
That Brock Purdy isn't 100%, and he's not throwing with the zip on his ball. Mm. How come he just can't acknowledge that?
I can acknowledge they don't have the
personnel to throw deep.
I will not say Debo now. That's just crazy.
Man. So you finally came around that Debo's not it.
No, he's it. Nah. It's just now you got to do tricks. You know, it's like the spray paint when you're balded and the guys try to trick the
camera. Like Carlos Boozer?
Or LeBron.
Or Jalen Rose?
Well, he's got the hair. He just...
No, who am I thinking of?
It ain't you or I, so we're good. But bottom line is, Steiny, you got to find a way to get him to rock, man. And he's a kickoff returner.
I mean... Oh, Debo. I thought you meant Kittle. Okay, yeah. Okay. Caleb Williams. You like him?
I don't think he's having the greatest year, and, you know, him being able to do the backyard boogie and run around on Saturdays didn't help him on Sundays, but he's a tough SOB, and he's not bad. I think in a better scenario where he get protection, we'd be able to evaluate him better. But I won't rob him of 2 or 3 years now, maybe being the man.
Let's listen to Kyle Shanahan. I'll bet. Now, I haven't heard it.
He's going to
praise the hell out of Caleb Williams.
As talented as there is, I mean, just the stuff that you saw in college, you can see in the NFL. I mean, as good of a thrower as there is, born to play the position, got the athletic ability to do whatever. He's got the speed to do whatever. You know, he's gotten a lot of playing time. He's getting better as this year goes. I think he's getting a lot more consistent. I think he's been playing his best ball probably here the last few weeks. He's put him in a chance to win here these last few games.
I believe he believes that.
Is he better than Brock?
Well, we would have to do the – you
let's
put him in this system.
Well, let's do it.
He's got more arm talent than Brock.
Oh, well, then you would take him.
Film on Mike on line one. But, yeah, he's got more arm talent than Brock.
I'm looking forward to seeing him play.
I don't want the season to end. I really don't, because we all love football. Starting
we'll
but there's 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Hopefully more. But probably the bottom line is what's going to happen with Purdy is I can't wait to see how that plays out. Do you just make him play on what it is now? Do they come to some agreement? But, man, Steiny, I was the guy that said coming into this season before kickoff against the Jets.
You don't have to reference your mistakes constantly.
It's not a mistake yet.
That was a big
mistake. He's not getting 60.
He's not. I told you that 7 months ago. Nobody listened. Mike Florio on Mike Shanahan or Kyle Shanahan and Purdy and what Purdy's contract may mean to Shanahan's future.
And this will be, I think, instructive on what Jed York really thinks long-term about Kyle Shanahan, because if there's any thought that, you know, we're playing wait and see with what Shanahan does over the next couple of years, that's a reason to not make a massive investment in Brock Purdy, because you could have a new coach who could say, I don't really like Brock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Purdy.
So what Florio's saying, and we'll get into some of the other stuff that he said in a minute, is that if the 49ers don't sign Purdy to a contract extension, it means that they're not sold on Kyle Shanahan for the next 2 or 3 years. Like, that's what I heard him say.
Wow. I mean, I don't get that. Like, you already know what you got in Kyle. He's proven.
I don't know. Did you hear the same thing?
Yeah, I heard it, but I don't agree with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's fine.
You already know what Kyle is, and he's a top three coach in the NFL.
More Mike Florio, and this is what we want to get into. Is this fascinating to you or pie in the sky?
We don't know what's lurking behind the scenes, and we don't know how Jed York would respond if somebody were to call him up and say, what would you want for the ability to try to negotiate a contract with Kyle Shanahan for him to become our new head coach? And whether it's Shanahan, whether it's John Harbaugh, because there are times where it feels like the Ravens and Harbaugh could benefit from a fresh start, whether it's Mike McDaniel, because maybe the Dolphins regret giving him an extension, whoever it is, I think the Bears need to be thinking about current proven head coaches who might love the opportunity to work with Caleb Williams. So that's how that all came up. It actually came up earlier in the day. Devin McCourty and I were coming up with candidates for the job, and that's when it hit me. Hey, wait, whoa, whoa. There's a whole universe of candidates we're not paying attention to, and that's current head coaches.
Wow. We always talk
about what Purdy's worth money-wise. How many picks is Kyle Shanahan worth?
I believe it would be one more pick had he won a cashed in the Super Bowl. Like, or do you think teams look at him like, nah,
I don't think
you can get us there. That's just as like winning it.
Is there
a demerit on Kyle because he's been to two and didn't get it done? Or is it like, nah, you've shown you could build a program and get to 4 straight NFC championship games and 2 Super Bowls. Come on, we'll give you 3 first.
I don't believe that front offices around the league or a big percentage of them think, you know what, he's a great coach, but he'll never win the big one.
Well, Andy wouldn't have got hired in Kansas City, right?
I think of all the things that we say and just kind of spout, the one thing I do believe is if Kyle Shanahan were available, he would be hired immediately by somebody. I still believe that. Do you?
I do too. But I hate that in the sense that I always go to the relationships, Donnie. When you break up in a relationship, who cares what the person you break up with goes and the success and the happiness they find? Okay, that's why you were with them. But the fact of the matter is there was a reason you guys had to part ways, and you focus on who you get as opposed to worrying about how many people will be lined up to get who you're leaving.
I mean, I don't even entertain not having Kyle Shanahan as coach unless you know you can hire somebody that you want and you think is better.
I don't think that's on the horizon.
I don't either. I'm with you.
I really don't.
And like, that's one thing that's you know, to me, I go back and forth on all the time. It's clearly there's a percentage of 49er fans that they want Shanahan gone. Okay. Is that 5% of the fans? Is it 25% of the fans? Is it more than that? Because honestly, if it's 5%, then we're talking about what Brian Sabian used to call the lunatic fringe. But if it's 30% of the fan, like, I do believe.
I think it's that.
30.
25.
See, to me, 25 or 30, like, I do believe fan noise when it comes to coaches matters.
Mm.
You know, I mean, and a guy like Eberflus was obviously one end of the spectrum, but clearly in Chicago, the fans were like, this kid, you know, the noise got so loud, you had to do something.
Especially after the Thanksgiving debacle.
Exactly.
But let's just take Coach Kerr, who's won 4 chips. What if you, do you talked about how toxic it was on Twitter for him, or is that, you know what I mean? Like, he couldn't escape it. And nobody wanted him removed, but there was a, you know, I don't want to say a section of the fan base, but fans that think Kerr. And he's won 4 chips, Donnie.
Right, I do think that's where there's some reality to it, and that's, like, when people say they need to get rid of Steve Kerr, it's like, Steve Kerr's not going anywhere for 2 years. He's not. He's under contract till the end of next year, and I'd be shocked if he's not the coach till then. And the 4 titles are the biggest part of it. But Shanahan, while he's had incredible success, he hasn't won the big one, and that does stick in the craw of a lot of fans. And if the noise starts to get really, really loud, then that's something owners pay attention to.
You can't cheat. I know we're up against it. Yeah. There's five coaches that have been traded in the NFL on the other side. I'm going to see if you can guess it.
Oh, sweet.
But you're going to check.
No, I'm not. You know Evan, what?
We'll be looking
you know
at
what?
You.
I hate that you think I would do that. A guy like me who loves playing these kind of games. What fun would it be for me to look up the five and then act like I know?
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.